Well, I hope that you're wanting to be heaven bound too. I've set my life in that way, and by the grace of God, I mean to see that day. I wrote on the board faith. You know, it takes some faith if we're going to live for God. And I hope that our faith can be inspired this morning a little bit. I believe the Lord wants your faith and mine to be inspired. I was thinking about some verses over in Romans, and so we want to start looking into the Word of the Lord. We'll kind of traipse around through several scriptures this morning and look at some of the things the scriptures tell us that I believe can really help us and inspire our faith. In Romans 10 and 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him, in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth and their words into the ends of the world." So I want us to think this morning a little bit about faith and what a blessing it can be and is to us when we have it. And thinking about the value of believing in God, it says here, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that wonderful this morning? What's it mean to be saved? To be saved from what? To be saved from eternal destruction? To be saved to go to heaven, to be saved from sin, to be saved from the things that destroy the world all around us, the homes, the hearts, the nations are destroyed by sin. And yet, it tells us here, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How do we have faith to be saved? How do we have faith to believe anything? How do we have faith that there is a God? You know, we read on down here. It says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. You know what that word gospel means? It means good news. It means to preach good news or to bring good news. That's what that word means in the Greek. And so the news that we bring today is good news, folks. It's wonderful news this morning. And if we will open our heart to it, it'll transform our lives. I think about, as we read on down here, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you know that this setting right here is real important to our souls? This setting, and when we read the Word of God in our own private settings, that's very important. And I think about these things that we read and that we know and that we do. I think about the ones that have believed God, and I want to look at some of their lives just a little bit this morning. And just a little, take a little peek into what was in their hearts. You know, we can go about our life and never think of God very much, except that God keeps knocking at our door. And then we can hear the gospel. And how is it that faith is conceived in our heart? How is it that our heart begins to believe and take heed? You know, I know this. I believe this with all my heart. The Spirit of God, the one that lives and dwells in eternity, He backs this word up. That's why when you hear the preaching of the word, And you see people come weeping that maybe have never heard the gospel before. What is it? Why don't they just think it's a tale that's told? Well, some people do, perhaps. But there's something that witnesses within our heart from the Spirit of God that there's something more to this thing. There's something within a man. I read an article one time about that we are wired for God. Well, how did that happen to be? Well, it so is that the God that made us and created all things, He wants to speak to your heart and mind this morning. And He wants us to have faith in Him. And He wants us to follow Him. And He wants us to become those kind of pilgrims like that we read about in the Bible. Abraham and David and different ones. Noah that believed God. He wants us to believe the Lord. And He has given Himself sufficient witness. The Scriptures tell us in the first chapter of this book of Romans that they are without excuse because the things that God has made, the beauty of all the things He has done, give sufficient witness so that we are without excuse if we do not and reject those things of God. When He so lovingly sent His Son to shed His blood for us, when He so lovingly calls after our heart and woos our love and talks to us, as we go through life, He talks to us when we draw close to Him. You know, He talks to us when we start erring too, and we lose our way a little bit. The Spirit of God is there, knocking on our heart, isn't He? Yes, He is. And so this morning, as we begin to look into the Word of the Lord, I want us to think about the blessing that it is when we allow faith to be built into our heart, when we allow that Spirit of the Lord that witnesses to the Word of God that this is true, when we allow that to take root in our life, what it does, the worlds that it opens to us, worlds of salvation, saving from all those things, saving to the Lord in a world that's wicked, He saves people to be righteous unto Him. That's God's doing, isn't it? This morning. And so I want to think about a few scriptures here. On over in Hebrews 11 and 6 and 7, we're told that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And you know, my thought has always been, well, what if you don't have faith? But we know that God that inspired these words answers that question too. You know, it goes on to say, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Do you know this morning, when faith begins to grow in our life is when we yield to that pricking of the Spirit of God upon our heart. And when we hear the Word of God and we make it available to ourselves and we hear His words of life and we begin to allow that to work in our life. Do you know what Noah did? Noah didn't just believe. Noah was moved when he heard the words of the Lord. When the Lord spoke to him, you know what he did? He went out and he built an ark. And it had never rained. It was a whole different setup and system. And God is well able to do that. And you know that he spent the next 100 years or more working on an ark and building that thing. If you've never been out there to Ohio to see the full life-size replica of the ark, it's a worthwhile project to go see. And to read the things that are given on that. But you know, this morning, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And we cannot have faith if we are disobedient. Obedience and faith work so closely together. When we are obedient to the Lord, faith just springs forward. It's something God gives. It's something He gives within our hearts this morning. And so when we look at the Lord's Word, and then we go and we consult with all the devilish ideas all around us rather than with God, You know that we get mixed up, and pretty soon people find that Satan has every kind of idea everywhere, and it becomes a mix up. I think about Abraham. Abraham, it says, believed God. And this is in James 2. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And it goes on to say, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. What that is saying is simply what we've been talking about, Noah being moved by fear or moved by respect, moved by fear also. And so we see how that Abraham, when the Lord told him, get up and go out of this place, Abraham did that. He obeyed, not knowing whither he was going, and he obeyed. Do you know that that is when faith begins to rise in our hearts, is when we are obedient to what we do know. And that's where we miss it many times. We want this whole picture spelled out before us so that we can just decide, okay, well, I think I'll see if I want to go that way. You know, when we respond to what we know, then God begins to increase our faith. And when we start living for Him and start traveling up that road, do you know that God begins to unveil the mysteries that so many long to know this morning? And I thank God for that today. The Lord help us this morning and give us some things. I want to think about a number of things about faith. I want to look at some promises that God has given to us and that we take in our hearts and minds how much the Lord wants to give to you and me. In John, the 16th chapter and 23rd verse, it says, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name. Now that's the time when Christ is gone from this earth as far as living life here. He says, in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. I hope this morning that our faith can take in that God wants to bless you and me. He wants our joy to be full. The Lord wants our life to be one that we can say is a blessed life. And so He says, ask that your joy may be full. You know, sometimes we don't ask, do we? We stand back and observe, like a thermostat. I mean, like a thermometer. But the Lord wants us to do more than that. And not just observe how it is around us, but become part of that. And so, in Matthew 18, in 19 and 20 is another scripture. I want to read three scriptures here. Because while we know that we can't ask just to consume things on our own lust and desires, we can ask for things that we know is God's will. It's His will that we prosper spiritually. It's His will that He give to us those things that we need to make it to heaven. It's His will that He help us in this life all the time. In 18 and 19 of Matthew, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Isn't that awesome this morning? How that the Lord Himself told us, He said, I want you to know, if two of you will agree on earth as touching anything, these aren't my words. I'm just telling you what the gospel says, what the good news of Jesus Christ said to us. He said, if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done for them. And then again in 1 John 5 and 14 and 15, and we're going to walk through a number of scriptures this morning, maybe more than normal. 1 John 5 and 14, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Do you know this morning, this kind of puts this in perspective, doesn't it? James tells us that you ask and receive not because you ask that you might consume it on your lust. Well, we can't do that. We can't expect God to answer, to consume on our lust. But folks, we can ask God. And if it's according to his will, we can ask him and expect him to do that this morning. And so these are promises that the Lord has given us because of what Jesus Christ, the price that he paid for you and me. And so as we go through life, I hope that we become children of faith, children of Abraham, children that believe God. What did Abraham do? Did he do anything really great? What did he do? He lived in a tent till he died, did he not? And we see a man that believed God and he obeyed God. And whatever God called for, that's what he did because he believed God. You know, that is so central to what we believe this morning. If we want to live for the Lord, then let's just take up our cross and let's follow him. And I will tell you what I believe. Your faith is going to increase in the amount that you follow him. And as we respond to the Spirit of the Lord, he's going to open more doors and open more understanding and open more faith and more belief that we can live for the Lord this morning. I think about another aspect of faith, and I know we have done several studies about healing in the evenings, but I want to talk a little bit more this morning about this idea. We see in Acts 3 and 16 that this is another blessing that the Lord has given to us. And many of us here have really, we have benefited from this thing. But it says, "And his name," this is Acts 3 and 16, "and his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." You know what that's talking about? It's talking about the time that Peter and John went up into the temple to pray. And it says that there was a certain lame man lame from his mother's womb. This is up above there in verse 2. He was lame from birth, and whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. You know, we don't have maybe a lot sometimes to offer, except everything, and that is the Lord, the one that has it all for us. "Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this, or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. And it goes on to say what we read. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. Do you believe this kind of thing this morning? I will tell you, God still looks on our needs. We are people and we have many needs, folks. And the Lord's interested in all of them. Is he limited to only spiritual things? God's not limited at all. And he wants our faith to take in that whatever my need is, whatever it is, I can ask in faith. And it says to us, the scriptures tell us that we will have those things if it be according to his will. And I believe many times the Lord wills. He wants us to have those good things this morning. I was thinking about Mark 9 and 28. So I just want to look at this whole thought of faith and how it works in our life. Verse 28 of Mark 9, it says, there was one that had a deaf and a dumb spirit. And Jesus spoke to that and said, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And his disciples had been trying to cast him out. Now, these disciples were good, holy, and godly men. These men had been working the works of the Lord. There had been people being healed. There had been people being delivered. But they came up against something that it wasn't happening. It wasn't working. And you know, they asked the Lord why. Why could we not cast him out? And you know, the Lord said, well, there's a remedy for that. I'm putting those words in his mouth. But he said unto them, verse 29, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And I just want to encourage us this morning that the Lord wants to work for us. He wants to do many things. But I believe that sometimes it's like Gideon. He took this army out and they were going to go up against the enemy. And the Lord said, you've got too many men. You have too many. If you win by all those people, the people will say they did it. I want you to send all of them home that's afraid. And so many thousands went home. And you know, and then he said, Gideon, you've still got too many. He wanted glory to be got to the Lord, God of heaven. And so we know the story. Most of us here know that story well. It got down to 300 men. And here were thousands upon thousands upon thousands of the enemy right there at their doorstep, ready to take them over. And what were they going to do? They were going to trust in the name of the Lord. That's what they were going to do. And the Lord told Gideon, you get a pitcher of light and you cover those things so they can't see you. And you get a trumpet. And he set 300 of them all around in there. And they blew those trumpets and broke those lights off. And the enemy thought that here was this great host upon them, and they fled. And the Lord worked a great victory for Gideon that day. Do you know this morning that I believe many times it's that way? We want the Lord to just do this thing a certain way. And the Lord's saying, I want you to humble yourself in some fasting and prayer. I want you to humble yourself until you know that I did this thing because I love you and not because you're great. The Lord many times wants to take away that edge that we would have in the flesh. And so he allows our weakness. And he told Paul, the apostle, that had known so much of the blessing of the Lord. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Do you know many times the Lord is wanting us to draw real close to him, so that he can do many things and be glorified in all those things. I want to look at Acts 14 and 7 now. And it says, Acts 14 and 7 to 10. And there they preached the gospel. Now we said the gospel meant what? Good news. And Paul preached the gospel to these people. And you know what? Look at the rest of this here. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." Well, you know what? The gods hadn't come down to them in the likeness of men. God had come down. And you know what? The Lord wants all the glory for those kind of things too. And so we see here that the gospel was preached to them. The good news was preached to them. Do you know it includes good news in all of our life? It includes good news for every need we have, including divine healing, including the healing of our bodies as this man needed. And so I want to encourage us this morning that God loves you and me, and He has provided for us on every hand. And let's look to Him. Let's ask Him. Let's behold Him. Trust Him. I think about this. This illustrates very clearly that the preaching of the gospel includes this whole picture and this whole plan, doesn't it? Healing included. I want to read a little bit here out of what the Bible teaches that I copied out. It says the subject of divine healing. I want to start above there for a minute. If men do not preach divine healing so as to inspire faith for healing in their hearers, they are not preaching the full gospel of Jesus Christ. Nothing can be clearer than this. Do you know that? I hope our heart can be inspired today, that we can come to God for these things. The subject of divine healing appears to be somewhat complicated by the revelation of God's will in a twofold manner. I read this in one of our studies. I want to read it again because to me it's a very integral part of all of this. Thus he has revealed his willingness to heal, saying that the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up, James 5:15. But he has also declared that it is appointed unto men once to die, Hebrews 9:27, showing thereby that a time will come in every life when the person will not be raised up. This, of course, does not mean that in the last earthly hours the individual cannot receive physical help in the way of alleviation of pain and suffering, but he will not be raised up. The question for the person who believes in divine healing then is it God's will at this time to heal me? Can we find out God's will in this matter? Yes. Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, Ephesians 5:17. It is by the prayer of faith that the person is raised up to health again, and faith for healing requires the special inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That's why I wanted to read this morning. Folks, we need to seek the Lord for maybe spend a lot more time seeking Him than just praying for what we need. Lord, draw me close to You and help me. It goes on to say, after it says, faith for healing requires a special inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In fact, in many cases, we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. That's part of that verse. Several of those verses was only part of them. We may be sure that the real prayer of faith for perfect healing and restoration cannot be offered when it is to the glory of God to take the person home to Himself. But in other cases, which the Spirit of God will make clear to those who are spiritual, believing, and obedient, it is God's will to heal, and we should come boldly to the throne of grace for this blessing. And so I want us to just think about all of this picture this morning. How faith works with our obedience. How faith works in our life to be such a blessing to us. I want to tell you, There's something that cannot be taken away from people that have seen it firsthand. There's something about when the Lord has healed you, perhaps instantly, as is the case here in a number of us here at times, I suppose. I know it has been for me, and I've seen that. Do you know that there's something that helps ground your faith in those times? And there's something that helps ground the faith of those that you want them to believe in those times. And so when we see this, I pray, Lord, inspire our faith. Give us an inspiration of faith. I was thinking about Sister Maxine. I think I have this right, as it was said to me. She told me that she had, I believe it was arthritis, is what she said she had. I'm quite sure of that. And she said she had not known anybody healed of that. And so she was like, Lord, inspire my faith. And she started putting in requests to the congregation. I want the Lord to inspire my faith for this thing. And, you know, we can just pray and, well, I prayed. But you know what, folks? We can do more than that. Recognizing that God wants to help us in our needs. And so we see that some things require another level. These were godly men. They were men being used of the Lord in a mighty way. And yet the Lord said, these kind don't come out but by fasting and prayer. So there's another level of seeking the Lord that I believe gets us in a condition sometimes that He can do some of those things for us. Or whatever reason He has for it. We just need to draw closer to Him to get through the haze of unbelief all around us in the world today. And so, Sister Maxine told me she began to put those requests in. And the Lord did inspire her faith. And the Lord did heal her completely of what she had. And you know that there are different cases like that. I have personally witnessed a number of times when the inspiration of the Lord was there and we knew it. And we knew the work was going to be done. It was just the Lord was working. Do you know sometimes I think we need to seek the Lord. Lord, help me. Is there any reason that you can't? Is there anything I need to help me to draw closer to you? Lord, teach me your ways. And we mix all of this with the whole picture here. That there are times, there is a time when the Lord's not going to heal us. And there are times like Paul's situation where the Lord told Paul, Paul, it's okay. I've given you this and I want it to be so. Because my strength is made perfect in your weakness. There are those times, but folks, there is a wonderful life of faith, of blessing, of things that God wants to do in our lives, of healing of our bodies that He wants to do for us. Many times, I believe, most of the time, I believe God wants to do that. Let's draw close to the Lord. Let's spend a little time with Him and seek Him and see if He won't inspire our faith. Let's do like she did. Any two of you agree together? Hey, folks, pray for me. I need an inspiration of faith. You know, here I've been thinking, this is the way it's going to be. Hey, maybe not. Maybe not. Brother Curtis Williams told me when he was having his heart trouble so bad, he was just resigned to the fact that, he was ready to die. And the Lord inspired him. I want you to be ready to live too. Now that's not an exact quote, but the Lord told him, I can heal as well. And he did. And what a blessing he's been since that time. You know how the Lord wants to work in our lives, folks? Let's let our faith be inspired by the Word of God. That's what we're here doing this morning. Let's mix it with obedience. Let's mix it with that calling upon God that He wants to do in our lives until the Lord begins to work in our heart and inspires our faith. I know I've told this many times, but I remember when we were out there at Brother Jim's house, there was an inspiration of faith that there was there. And the Lord worked right away within an hour or two, was it not, Brother Jim? And We see how God loves to work like that this morning. I want to look at Luke 18 and 1. These are all little jewels that the Lord has given to us. Little things that He said that we can take to us and begin to put into our life that will bless our lives. Here's a little story in Luke 18 and 1 to 8 that the Lord gave us. And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. Here was this wicked judge, and he didn't care about this widow. He had bigger things to do than that. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Do you know this morning, God's not like that unjust judge. But He's trying to tell us something, that the one that came to that unjust judge just kept coming. Lord, You gotta help me. She kept coming to this judge. Judge, I need help. You know what He's telling us today? Keep coming to me like that lady went to that judge. You just keep pressing your case, because listen to what He says here. And shall not God avenge His own elect, which cried day and night unto Him, though He bear long with them? I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? Do you know this morning, there's something in all of this that we begin to seek Him, and we begin to humble ourselves, and we begin to fall upon our faces before God. Do you know that He says, shall not God avenge His own elect which cry day and night, though He bear long with them? You know what? Maybe He's bearing long with us. Maybe He's having a lot of patience with us. Here we are coming and telling Him, Lord, I need help. Don't You know I need help, Lord? You know what? And maybe He's saying, I know You need help. And I know that. I'm being real patient with You. You keep humbling yourself. I got some things I want to teach you through this battle. Have you ever been through a battle? And I have. That you pray and pray, Lord, fix this. Take care. Lord, would You take care of this thing? And the Lord doesn't take care of it. And you humble yourself. And you keep humbling yourself. And you know, the Lord did speak to me several times in that protracted and long battle. And He spoke to me several times. And He just said, don't think about it. Do you know that sometimes the Lord wants to do something different in our life that will enrich us in so many other ways? God is like that, folks. We have to trust Him to believe. When Abraham picked up his goods and what he had, and he took off not knowing where he was going, he was in full trust. God's going to take care of me. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know I'm following God. And you know what? Oh, didn't God enrich Abraham's life? We have a lot on Abraham. It's a beautiful picture, a beautiful story. I believe that for every one of us, God wants to write a story like that. I do. He wants to write a story like that in our life. Sometimes we don't hear Him when He calls. Sometimes we don't obey Him when He calls. Abraham heard and he obeyed. We're hearing the gospel this morning. Our job is to obey. Our job is to follow the Lord all the way. And draw near to Him and humble ourselves before Him. We've read the scriptures just of late, or in the past couple of months. In James 5 and 16, it says, The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I love this set of scriptures. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Do you know this morning, I love that story of Elijah. Elijah walked with God, and the Lord heard his voice. Folks, we can have a life like that. That's not just for Elijah. You know, is he going to do great and marvelous things that the world overhears our name? Probably not. But you know what? He'll hear our voice, won't he? He'll answer our prayers. He'll help us when we're down. He'll help us when we need encouragement. He'll give us a scripture. He'll give us something in our mind and thoughts. He'll save us when we're dirty and nasty and shouldn't be touched. He'll save us. And then he'll heal us when we need healing. God will do all those things, and I've seen him do them all in good order. Oh, how the Lord loves to help us. I want to read Mark 1 and 40 to 42. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Wow. You know, the first thing he did was, he came to Jesus. And, you know, he didn't have anything big to stand on. He just said, if you will, he said, how did he say that? If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. You know, sometimes we want to just name it and claim it and all of those things. Folks, sometimes we just have to come to the Lord and say, Lord, if you will, you can make me whole. If you will, you can help me here with this, and I know you can. And you know what the Lord did? He was moved with compassion, and he said, I will. And the man was made clean and free from his trouble right then. Have you ever had the Lord free you of a very heavy thing right then? It's wonderful, isn't it? That's an awesome thing when God does that. It helps solidify your faith. It's part of the building blocks of faith that God wants to put into our life. And he wants us to keep reflecting on those things. Keep them in our mind. That we don't get caught up in a world that's faithless. And find ourselves grasping for things that the Lord wants to give us. Excuse me. In Mark 6... and 10. Another place. Let me read a little bit more here. Mark 6 and 10 to 13. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. And what whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear me when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Do you know that that is not a story just for the Bible? That is a story for today too. And the Lord help us. I know that it was a time of establishing the gospel. There was a special pouring out at that time. But folks, God hasn't quit working. And when we need help, he'll still help us today. I believe that this morning. We might have to humble and we might have to crumble. But I believe that the Lord wants to help us today. It's part of the gospel. It's part of what Paul preached. And that one got a hold of that. And he perceived that he had faith to be healed. Maybe that was Peter there. But that one got a hold of what Paul was saying. And the Lord healed them. So this morning, I want to encourage our faith today that we look to the Lord. I want to read in Matthew 15 before we quit. Maybe another place or two here. Matthew 15 and 22. Here's another place where the Lord gives us a little of His mind. Now, this seems rude. It seems uncompassionate. But read the whole story. But he answered, let's see, then Jesus, verse 22, okay, and behold, a woman of Galilee, of Canaan, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. I think Jesus was wanting this woman to humble herself all the way. And she did. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Isn't that like the Lord today? Sometimes we come to Him and we feel like it's a stone wall. Well, Lord, we need help here. Don't we know that God loves to work? And if we beseech Him and we humble ourselves and we draw close to Him, folks, He'll meet the need of our life, whether it's our heart, whether it's our body, whether it's our emotions, whether it's our some big thing in our life that we can't do anything about. You know what? God loves to meet those needs, and He loves to do it in ways like Gideon that brings all the glory to God. It wasn't going to happen. How could it happen? 300 men? That's insanity. Go out against all these tens of thousands with 300 men? Or however many there was there. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, those that are called according to His purpose. When we have been called, as all of us are, and we have listened to that, and we have walked in that, do you know that it is our promise that all things will work together for our good? I just want to encourage our faith this morning, folks. We have nothing to be discouraged about. If there is a time that seems like forever, let's take it to the Lord. Lord, I need help. I'm coming back again. Humble ourselves even more. And you know what? I don't believe we'll err in that. Thank the Lord this morning. I have found Him to do those things. The Lord will do that for us. Let's just give Him our heart and our life and be obedient to Him. I believe He'll work for us. Mm-hmm.